The call came in during the middle of the Manhattan Transfer's rendition of Tuxedo Junction. I hid the remote, cutting them off mid-doo-wah, and picked up the phone. "Jack?" said the voice on the phone. "This is Matt Brown." "Matt, how the hell are you? More important, where the hell are you?" Matt Brown was head of the claims department for Southwestern Surety. About 3 years ago, we had worked together on an insurance fraud case that turned out well for both of us. Since then, he had thrown cases my way whenever he could. "Sitting on my butt in Phoenix, unfortunately. Listen, have you got time to do a quickie for us?" "Well, I'm a little busy at the moment," I lied. "But for you, I can make time." "Great. This one ought to be a piece of cake. An El Paso customer named Emil Norris had his car stolen 3 days ago, right after he got back from a trip to Juarez. An hour after he got back, he went out to retrieve something, but the car wasn't there. The thief contacted him the next day and offered to sell it back. We'd like you to handle the payoff." "Must be some car." "It's a Rolls-Royce, 1938 Silver Phaeton with all the trimmings. Winston Churchill used it a couple of times during World War II. Norris insured it with us for a cool half mil. The bad guys are willing to return it for $200,000. I let out a long, low whistle. A 200 grand payoff is not something insurance companies are in the habit of letting outsiders handle. "This guy, Norris, took a car worth $500,000 to Juarez?" "Norris is an odd duck. A collector of World War II memorabilia. Goes into it in a big way. In fact, I'd call him a fanatic. Anyway, outside from a beat-up World War II Jeep that the maid uses, the Rolls is the only car he owns.